And I said, okay, this must be okay, that who I am, that I am. So I kept coming back to church, especially for that hug that woman gives. She likes to give the most awesome hugs because I was broken. I'm not kidding. And so that's why I'm very thankful for MCC. I'm so glad that Reverend Troy Perry started this movement. You know, I've met the man. The man's met with me, expected me to head to Kansas, and I'm not there yet. That was my plan, you know, because God has spoken to me. You know, you got people back there that don't know. If you didn't know, they don't know. But it seems like I'm here. Love California, sunshine, snow back home. It's an easy choice. But I'm thankful for the journey that God has put me on. So that's where how I got to be affiliated with MCC. I ended up going to a different church for some time, and that's where I'm at now. I'm at Unity Fellowship. I am not a Methodist. Not that there's a problem with Methodists. I'm not. But that's where I come from is Unity Fellowship Church Movement, and it's in Riverside. And some other locations, but anyway, that's where I'm from. But the cool thing was my spouse had to work on Sundays, and that's how we found y'all. She had to work on Sundays, so she was getting no church. And luckily she found your church so that we could start coming to an evening service so she could get fed, because she wasn't getting fed. So once again, I'm thankful for MCC because it gave my wife something and gave us something, because now I've got a lot of cool friends around here. But thankfulness, you know, we think of thankfulness at Thanksgiving time, because isn't that the time we all get together with our families, bake a lot of turkeys and pumpkin pies, my favorite's pecan. But we all get together to do that. But that's not where thankfulness came from. It wasn't about the Indians and the Pilgrims. Thankfulness actually comes way back from the Bible times. Way back when God said to this man named Abram, let's go for a jaunt. We're going to go somewhere else. You're going to take your livestock, your people, and you're going to come out of here. So he left. And he went to a place that God had showed him, which was Canaan. And he said, you know what? All this is going to belong to your descendants. Your descendants, not you. We're moving on. He had to move on. But, you know, he stopped there and built an altar, and he said, thank you. Every time that God took him a little further into Egypt, into other locations, he thanked God every time. He was willing to go the extra step. I mean, how many of you could actually do what Abram was told to do later on after he became Abraham? God said, okay, we're going to go for a walk now. You're going to take your son. You're going to go out there. You're going to take care of him. You're going to sacrifice him to me. And it's like, whoa, how many of us could go do that? I tell you, I can't. Tell me to take Jamie somewhere and do that? I couldn't do it. But it was a test, because God tests us, because God has to know, are you in this for the long haul or the short haul? Because if you're in the short haul, I'm moving on. So God expects us to prove our worthiness. We go through fire, don't we? How many been through fire in here? All the time. We get tested. That's just God getting you a little bit tougher and a little bit tougher and a lot stronger. Because sometimes we have to stand up for things, don't we? So that's about thankfulness, is where that came from. Thankfulness is really important because we have to be thankful for what God gives us. And how many times do we miss seeing what God gave us? Are you thankful that you got up this morning? Because somebody didn't. That's really important to thank God. You know, we don't just thank God that, oh, I got the new car, or I got the house, or I got the new job, or I got a new dog, or I got this or that. God is not Santa Claus. You're not supposed to write a wish list and say, okay, I want. Actually, we should be saying, God, what do you want? What can I do? God didn't have to give us that breath. God didn't have to get us out of that bed. Every morning when I get up, before I get up, I shut off that stupid alarm. And then I lay there for a minute because I have to thank God because I woke up. And I know that. I am a large woman. I know it's good. And it's important that you get up every day. I'm thankful for my life. And then I thank God for my wife. Because God did not have to bring her into my life. And God did. In a big way. You have to be thankful. You have to notice the things that God's doing. Sometimes we take everything that God does for granted. Getting up. Going to work. It's nice to have a job. Nice to be able to pay the bills. I appreciate so much everything that God does for me. And I've started to learn to let go. And let God. And the reason I'm saying that is I took a journey back to Kansas just recently. My mother turned 80. God bless her. Hey, she's the one that started me in church. I'm very thankful. So she was turning 80, so my sister and I planned a surprise party, all because my wife said, honey, you know, your mom doesn't turn 80 every day. You really should go visit her. So I said, okay. So my sister and I planned this surprise party. I went out there. Now, I have to tell you, I'm a control freak. Just ask my wife. Everything's supposed to happen on a schedule. This is the first time I ever took a real vacation, because I took her on a vacation once. It was not a vacation for her. It was for me, because I was going all kind of places that were on my to-do list, the bucket list. You know, I got to go here, got to go there. So I'm like, okay, we've seen the redwoods. Let's move on. We got to see the lighthouse next. And she's like, honey, it's the redwoods. I know, I saw them. Okay. We have to be back to work on time. So that's the way I am when I go places. Well, this is the first time I didn't do that. We had the surprise party planned. Some things failed. Addresses, I didn't have them. I had some. So I said, dear mother, I need some addresses because I got to get ready to do my Christmas cards. Wrong answer, because she thinks, okay, it's Christmas. I got time for that. She took her time. It took her 2 weeks to give me addresses. My niece, who's supposed to make the little things, didn't make them. Well, she drew it. She never printed them. Sent them to Aunt Kathy. We paid for a cake that's supposed to feed 100 people. My sister and I, we've rented a hall for this thing, and I'm thinking, okay, it's going to be mother, my brother, my sister, and the few people that already know about this party. Something is, this is not going to work. But I went out anyway. My brother-in-law is supposed to pick me up, but he's not the one who picks me up. My daughter drove all the way from Georgia to pick me up in Wichita, Kansas. Now, you would think that would not work. Because I would tell you the odds against it are about 1,000,000 to 1. So, you know, I told my brother-in-law, the kids say they're going to get me. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to trust this. I got off the plane, got my luggage, got to the front door. There came Michael and my daughter. And they were later than they had expected. God works. That's pretty cool, I think, you know. So I went, as I call it, with the wind in Kansas, because we have wind. Oh, goodness. We had some real wind there when I was there. Anyway, I was always in the right place at the right time. You know, I was with my mother when I needed to be, and I didn't plan anything. I just went where I needed to be, where they told me I'd be. Whoever took me there, that's how I went. That was God working. But God works all kinds of crazy ways that you would be so amazed. This shirt, my pastor called me because I just got the ceremony today for my becoming a reverend. It just happened today. Thanks. The crazy thing about it was she called me and said, Kathy, you got to go get you a black shirt. I thought, okay. So I went to the store where she suggested I go. I'm standing in line, ready to pay for my shirt that I have found. And I'm thinking, oh, no. There's something I needed. I needed that little squeeze thing so I could get the juice done in the glass. The communion cup's a lot easier than doing it out of a cup. I'm cheap. frivolous. But I'm tired of the cups. You know, the cups to pour into the cups. So I'm standing, you know, I celebrate. Oh, I forgot that. She ran off and got it for me. She didn't even let me go do it. I'm the shopper. She got the expensive one. She did not get me the little super thing. She got me the expensive one. $15. And I'm like, okay. But I went with it. Because I'm thinking, okay, I can carry the juice in there and everything. I'm good to roll when I go to church. Because sometimes I'm on a motorcycle. This will work. So I'm getting ready to pay for it. I have slid my card. And some lady who's standing next to me while I'm talking to my person says, excuse me, I don't want to mean to interrupt you. But I got a coupon for $10. You want it? Because I'm not going to use it. Yes! Thank you very much. That's God. God does so many things that you're not even paying attention to because we start taking for granted all the wonderful things God does. God wakes us up, right? Well, you know, God gets me through some traffic. I don't know about you guys, but there's some traffic out there. God is very busy. I don't know how he keeps up with all of us. It's a full-time job. He's a full-time God. Always on time. Thankfulness is something we've got to start being. As we go into this Christmas season, instead of thinking, what can I get this time? Or what do I tell Trini I want for Christmas this time? I'm going to just pay more attention to what Trini might want. Or what that homeless person that's outside of one of my yards might want or need for Christmas. Or a dinner or something. Because, you know, we are so blessed. I mean, how many of us woke up with a bed today? I would say probably most of us. How about a roof over your head? Do you have one? I know some people that don't. I know they live in tents outside of one of my yards. How many got breakfast this morning? Oatmeal, breakfast of champions, I had it. All of that is furnished by God. And thanking God isn't just when you go eat breakfast and lunch and dinner and go to bed. Thanking God should be a full-time thing for us because God is moving. And sometimes we have to move for God, like for the the homeless people that are outside one of my yards, like the children who are in the hospital that are suffering from AIDS for something they never did. So what we got to do is learn to be a lot more observant of how God's really moving in your life. Because God does move. Did you thank God for everything God did for you today? That's good. Because isn't it nice when you do something for somebody and they noticed? Without you having to say, oh, honey, I did the dishes. Isn't it nice when she says, oh, honey, you did the dishes? Thank you. It feels a lot better. Well, don't you think it feels better to God when you say, as that person gave you that $10 coupon? Thanks, God. Because God put somebody in your life that just touched you. And it wasn't just them. It was God. God's an on-time God. And God's somebody to be thankful for. So as you go through this holiday season, be thankful for God. Because God didn't have to make any of us. Be thankful for this church. Guard it, protect it, love it, cherish it, and build it. And support it, absolutely. Because if you don't support it, those doors close. People who are like you and I didn't have a church to go to 50 years ago. They only started about 38 years ago. We're blessed. We need to be thankful for that. And we got to keep those doors open for the transgender person that needs to come in here, for the gay man that needs to come in here, for the lesbian who needs to come in here, because we know that place out there beats them up. And we know some of those churches down the street beat them up. God isn't a beat up person. Not the one I know. God has done nothing but bless us. And I bet God has blessed you with someone special in your life, children, family, a house, and this church. So take good care of it. And like I said, guard it, because sometimes wolves come through those doors saying how great you are and how they want to be your preacher, and they're going to tear you down. So be careful, choose wisely. I would know. So please protect this God-given place of worship. Do me a favor now. Close your eyes, and I want you to think about all the things God's done for you this day. And give God a thank you. Because God didn't have to do it today. But God chose to. Now give God a thank you. A loud thank you. Because God is here. God is working in this place.